Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Did you know that Music Generation provides music education to 1 in 12 children in the state under the age of 18? Last year, the U2-founded programme reached close to 116,000 children in the country. Now, I'm going to talk to a number of people involved in running the programme, as well as musicians who've come through it. But right now, I'm joined in studio by Rosalie Malloy, the National Director of Music Generation, Mr. Jay Lee, a musician and former student turned mentor, and in a few moments, his fellow alumni are going to be on the line, PJ Mongan and Rachel. Good morning to both of you, live in studio. We'll be talking to your other colleagues in just a few minutes. How are you this morning, Rosalie?
Very well, Shay, and it's lovely to be in your company today, as I was saying to you. I feel I know you because my day starts musically every day by listening to Rising Time and such an eclectic range of music. So thank you for the music.
That's very, very kind. I'm blushing now. these big headphones on. Jay, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. A little bit nervous. You're a little nervous, but
you don't need to be nervous. You're only up the road. Where are you from?
From Tala.
You're Tala. And Rosalie, where are you?
I'm Wexford.
You're Wexford.
Yeah.
You're Yellow Belly.
Proud Yellow Belly native.
Yes. Great part of the world. Jay, Music's in your veins, I think, is it?
Oh, it runs through everywhere. Yeah. I'm a session musician. I'm a session musician.
Yeah,
I'm a music educator as well. So yeah. I've been in a program called Subsounds that's been funded by Music Generation.
Okay.
And there I've been very grateful and very honoured to be a part of that programme for like the last 4 years of my life.
We're going to talk about your talents in a few moments. Rosalie, tell us a little bit about Music Generation for people who haven't heard about it before. Because generally in the general public, it isn't something that's particularly well known, although it is, with, as I say, the statistic there of 1 in 12 children under 18 or young people under 18 have experienced or gone through some sort of Music Generation programme or have had contact with it. Where does it exist within the structures?
Well, Music Generation is a national music education programme, the mission of which is to provide children and young people throughout Ireland with access to subsidised music tuition, vocal and instrumental tuition in all genres of music.
So vocal and instrumental.
Absolutely.
So singing and playing an instrument.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's all forms of music, all genres of music, and the tuition can happen anywhere, at any time, in any venue. And it's all about creating access for children and young people to music. And the story of how Music Generation evolved, comes from many decades of trying to build this infrastructure to give children and young people access to music across the country. In Ireland, we didn't have up to, over a decade ago, a publicly funded national system of vocal and instrumental tuition. While there might have been, some publicly funded music schools and, lots of private music schools around the country and various other initiatives, the country had a patchwork of provision. And there had been many attempts, over the years in the history of music education in Ireland to make that possible. And back in 2003, our parent company, Music Network, developed a national plan for music education. And two of the local partnerships were piloted in Donegal and Dublin City with the help of government. And then, unfortunately, the recession hit and the programme couldn't really be developed further. And that's where philanthropy stepped in with the support of U2 and the Ireland Funds to bring forward that big plan for music education in Ireland that had been developed by Music Network. And then by working with government, with the Department of Education, with support also from the Arts Council, we also had support from Bank of America, working with a network of local music education partnerships that are led by education and training boards and local authorities across the country. 14 years on, we now have developed local music education partnerships in every city and county across the country, and we have over 100,000 children and young people accessing music tuition. We have over 500 musician educators providing tuition every day, most of whom are employed by education and training boards, and we are building this infrastructure for children and young people to have a brighter musical future and for children and young people to have more equality of access to music tuition.
So that's the policy bit. That's the where the funding came from, and that's yes. the general. What about the fun bit, Lee?
The fun bit.
What about the? Where did, so let's ask you. Yeah. You don't mind me saying you're 19 years old. Is that
all
right?
At all.
You were telling me you love music. How did you get involved in music?
How did I get involved in music? Right. So it all started when I was born. No, I'm just asking. No, it started off with a broken keyboard I was given by my uncle when I was like in primary school. From there, I'm really brief in this. My mom started to teach me piano a little bit. She'd learn like songs up on YouTube, and she'd teach me with one hand. So I was playing piano with my right hand for the longest time, which is not very good.
For the longest time.
So,
yeah.
Longest time. And I used to enter talent shows and whatnot. And after that, I went into secondary school. Now, in secondary school is where I started to take music a little bit more serious. And I was starting to teach myself a little bit more. I was like kind of trying to break them bad habits. But with that, I had a teacher, a lovely teacher, Fiona Mason, who really pushed this program, which is Music Generation, up on me.
So that came through your secondary school music teacher who were involved in Music Generation, who got all the emails and literature about Music Generation as well.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And Music Generation was always around in school. It was like they were doing workshops, they were doing lessons, and they had these hubs in like Kingswood, City West, and what are hubs would they have it in? Like,
well, there's lots in
all
lots,
over all over Tala. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And all over the country.
They were always there, so I was kind of pushed into that, and from there is where I discovered Subsounds. And
so this is a particular program within Music Generation.
Within Music Generation, and Music Generation funds Subsounds and whatnot.
So what's what happens when you arrive there?
Like you arrive in Subsounds.
Yeah, what is it? So, I don't like Subsounds. Yeah. You know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
People listening, what is Subsounds? Especially if there are people your age listening people who have children are saying, oh, maybe we'll get involved in this. What's it like when you arrive?
So Subsounds is a program for young people between the ages of 14 and 18 years of age. They learn about composition, songwriting. They get given the opportunities to write their own original music with other young people. And they also get the opportunity to go and record in iconic music recording studios like Windmill Lane or maybe Camden Recording Studios or
Pulse or one of those.
Yeah, you know, and they also get given amazing opportunities to be able to perform in some of Ireland's iconic venues such as, the Grand Social or the Sugar Club. And they also get to release their music out on Spotify and all streaming platforms, and they get to learn how to work with one another, you know what I mean? Just learn musicianship and how to really just kind of, I guess, act in a rehearsal room, essentially.
Yeah, the professional etiquette. Well, we're going to go transatlantic now to one of your graduates as well. Rachel Walsh joined us on the line from Chicago. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, Oliver. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem. You're very welcome. Now, you're in Chicago at the moment, but you're not from Chicago.
Yeah, no, you're catching me at about 3:35 in the morning here, but thankfully, I'm coming off of a really fabulous weekend at Irish Fest that I was playing at for the last 3 days. So I'm still coming down off the high of the excitement of that.
Wow, you're from Claremorris in County Mayo, but tell us a little bit about your musical journey as such. Where did you start with your interest in music or start interest in performing?
Yes, well, I grew up singing, playing the piano, the guitar, the banjo, and I started songwriting when I was about 12 years of age and always knew it was something that I loved doing. And it wasn't until I was about 19 when I started releasing my own original music and performing that music in headline shows in Ireland. So that really developed through secondary school and my involvement with Music Generation and songwriting camps there, and kind of gave me that confidence to start releasing my own music as well.
So you actually have releases at the moment. Tell us about those.
Yes, well, one of my teachers at Music Generation at the time kind of encouraged me and saw something in my songwriting. So he asked me to support him in his headline show that he had at Whelan's. And that was the first time I kind of released my own music and started playing it for people, and I got it recorded, and I have 8 songs released today under the name of Rachel on Spotify. So if anybody would like to have a listen to those, that would be great.
And you have a new single out?
Yes, I have a new single that came out last week. It's called We Didn't Call It Love, and it's Yeah, my 8th single out so far, so I'm going to hope that in Chicago I can find a producer to work with over here and keep them coming.
Yeah, I listened to it and it started, the intro was kind of upbeat and I was thinking, oh, this could, the lyrics are very sad.
Yeah, that's kind of like the whole idea behind all of my songs is that usually they are heartbreakers with the hook. So, you know, upbeat music disguised by the sad lyrics of the songs, yeah.
So Music Generation has been a big part of your career now, your successful career now.
Yes, it really, really has. And I suppose it wasn't until I got involved with initiatives like Music Generation that I realised how many other teenagers had that same passion, but it was kind of a little bit hidden, you know, in the likes of school. So when I was able to come home from school and go to songwriting camps and really, you know, connect with other musicians and co-write with other musicians, it's really foreshadowed my career in music today and led me to where I am. And I've really so much to thank Music Generation for, to where I've gotten today with all of their help and their education.
So we've gone from Wexford to Tala to Chicago to Claire Morris, and then we're going to go to Galway as well because PJ Mongan, who's also a graduate, joins us on the line. PJ, good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't complain.
Nobody cares if you do. Do you know what I mean? But you've gone into the other side of things now as well. You're actually now teaching people music.
I started with Music Generation when I was about 16. And then it wasn't too long after that COVID came in full swoop, so everything went online. And it just wasn't the same experience. But when everything started to open back up, I was over the age of 18, so I was no longer eligible to be a young person with Music Gen. But they approached me with the idea of becoming a musician educator. So I kind of, when I was about 19, I kind of transitioned over.
Did you ever think that you'd be a teacher? And, you know, as a teenager, did you ever think that that'd be your some part of your future?
Well, when I was completing my secondary school education, my goal was to actually be a woodwork teacher.
Oh.
So the education side was always very strong in my brain. But yeah. I never thought in the lines of music that that's where I'd end up.
Yeah. And are you from a musical family?
Yeah, my father, my sisters, all very musical growing up. When I was younger, I remember my sister, she would have attended music class as well with a man called Paddy Houlihan. The name wouldn't be a household name, but some of his songs there. He wrote songs that were performed by the Fury Brothers.
Oh, right.
So there's a large musical influence in us from a young age. So.
And are you working now in the music business? Are you making some sort of living out of it?
Yeah, I work in Music Generation, and then I get some calls here and there for live performance also.
What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff do you play?
I play mainly when I'm performing live. It's mainly Irish folk, country, rock and roll, that kind of.
And just as speaking to a teacher now, just from gone from students to speaking to somebody who teaches as well, you see these kids coming in, and how do you make them stay? PJ, how do you make them come back week after week? Because, you know, even with private lessons that we might have paid for over the years, the kids get tired of it like immediately. Obviously, with distractions of phones and staying in the house and doing whatever they want to do, the thoughts of going out for a music lesson, unless they love it. How do you kind of keep them coming back, PJ?
I think when it comes to, especially when you're coming to young, like young teenagers and kids who are starting to transition into secondary school, you need to kind of keep it kind of free and easy. You can't be too stressful on them because they just can't handle. They can't handle pressure. They need to keep it fun, and let them know that they're not being forced to do anything. If any time they want a break, you can give them a break, 5 or 10 minutes. So just let them feel that they're not being pressurized into anything if they're not capable of doing it or if they just want a break. So some of them really like they really like the music. I do workshops with them, either singing or playing, whichever they choose. And they can kind of move back and forth if they want the different instruments, and we'll give it a go and see how they get on. So they know that it's a job for me, but for them, it's not, they're, like, how do I explain? They shouldn't be pressurized into doing anything that they don't want to do at that present moment, because coming into that age, in life, there's a lot of other challenges going on, transitions through their own life and stuff.
See, PJ, very wise words as well. Is that from your own experience as well, maybe being brought to lessons?
No, my experience was quite different. When I started with the Froga in 2016, we asked them for music lessons and they got in Music Generation, a man actually called Ulton Conlon. Ulton has since made his own career and his own right through music. And it came to a point where they were given money for lessons and I just wasn't taking it seriously. So they said to me, if you don't start learning, you can't come back. So the following week, I was back with three songs.
So if we want to go and see you in a gig, PJ, where would we go?
Oh, I don't really perform. I don't advertise myself for gigs. It's usually when people come to me. So it's like one, maybe two or three every couple of months.
And you like Irish folk and country. Is there any particular artists that you like in the country music scene? Because I'm a country music fan.
I like Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, George Jones.
All the classics.
Yeah, I'm old and I'm old school.
You're old.
I'm old school.
I'm going to ask Jay this question. I'm going to ask Rosalie this question. I'm going to ask Rachel this question as well. PJ, do you like Oasis?
I was never big into that style of music. I know that they're starting to retour again.
Yeah.
But I was never really big into that kind of music. I'd be more into like Elvis and Shaking Stevens and that kind of.
You might get shaky. Elvis not touring anytime soon. Jay, are you a fan?
I wouldn't say I'd be the biggest fan in the world, but I mean, I do find their songs quite enjoyable to listen to.
Well, Rosaline, I'm not going to ask.
Part of my soundtrack, yes, very much growing up, absolutely. Yeah.
They're big in Wexford.
Yeah, well, I love all music, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rachel, what about you?
I really do, and I kind of started learning all of the Oasis songs. There were a couple of songs that I learned on guitar, the first ones when I was younger, so the likes of Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger. But when I am playing gigs over here in Chicago and I get asked to play Wonderwall, I do roll my eyes a little bit. I do a lot of other Irish musicians. But no, it's good news to hear that they're coming back together, and I think they will have quite a positive response.
Rosalie, this has been like talking to the three guys, particularly who are all students and graduates, and Jay's currently helping you as well. How does it make you feel? How long are you with Music Generation now?
From the beginning, I was appointed the inaugural National Director of Music Generation back in 2010. So, you know, it's been a real privilege and an honour, and continues to be for me to hold this position with Music Generation and to see it evolving over the last 14 years, which is the work of so many different partners throughout the country that are really deeply committed to this mission. And I suppose for me personally, you know, I've dedicated and devoted my life to democratizing access to music and the arts for children and young people, and very much believe in, you know, the power of music to change and transform lives. And every child and young person has the ability to make and create music. Every child and young person deserves the choice and the chance to be able to access music in their lives. And it shouldn't be about, you know, where you come from, whether you can afford it, you know, having access to particular expertise. Access to music is a children's rights issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, along with so many other people working in music in Ireland, are doing really, really great work. But as a country, we have so much more to do. And we want, and the dream is that every child and young person in Ireland would have a musical future and would have equal access to music tuition. And that very much is at the heart of Music Generation.
I just want to go back to our international superstar, Rachel. Are you due home soon? And where can we go and see you?
Well, I actually had my kind of farewell show in Wheeland there in May before I left, because I don't actually know when my plan is to come home. I've pursued my career in music over here in Chicago for the next year anyways, when I'm performing in a lot of pubs downtown. So I don't know if anybody from Ireland would be listening that has relatives in Chicago that could point them towards pubs like Celtic Crossings and Ma O'Brien's and different ones over here. But I'm definitely going to come home for a visit at Christmas, so you never know where I could end up.
All right, we let you go back to bed. Rachel, thank you very much. PJ?
Thank you very much.
PJ, thank you for joining us as well. Just parents who are listening this morning, or maybe even young people, because not everybody's back in school as well. It's for everybody. It's not just for people who maybe have no music at home, some music. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, who your family is. It's for everybody.
Yeah. Music is a universal language, and it shouldn't be locked to a certain standard. Everyone should have the right to music.
Brilliant. PJ, thanks so much for joining us from Galway this morning. Jay, what's the plan for the future now?
What's the plan for the future? Wow, that's a good question. Now, the plan for the future. I'm studying my first year in BIM, commercial modern music. So after my degree, I'm looking to...
That's BIM College. It's in Dublin. It's BIM, part of a large organisation in the UK as well. It's huge.
Massive. But I'm looking to become a teacher. At the end of it, I'd love to be a music teacher / English teacher and also perform on the side with other artists like I am right now.
Okay, and if you want to go and find your music anywhere, the music that you're creating, can they find it online? On your Instagram, on your TikTok, your carrier pigeon, whatever it's called?
Well, Instagram, you can find me at jleo4_. But in terms of my own music, I'm currently performing with an artist called Saif Keane.
Okay.
So Saif Keane, I don't know if you guys have interviewed her here before. She's a young musician. She's up and coming. But she will be performing on October 5th, headline show, Áras Cronin.
Well, look, Áras Cronin and Clondalkin, wonderful organisation as well, who are not averse to playing any sort of music there. You can have everybody there, from traditional Irish to that. Jay, thank you. I asked you to plug yourself, you plug someone else, which is a sign of your character, by the way. Thank you very much. Rosine, I have to go, but you're like a proud parent there.
Absolutely. So proud and so lovely to hear the stories of the alumni. And just one final plug, Music Generation Cavan Monaghan will be performing at the National Concert Hall next Sunday, the 1st of September. So well worth going to that gig as well.
Jay wants to come back in quickly.
So Pillow Queens, we know you are out there and you're looking for a Dublin act. So I'm going to say here, say it right now. Vicar Street, Dublin, 13th of December. We are available. Saif Keane and friends. Message us on Instagram at Saif Keane. You can find the music.
Pillow Queens.
Pillow Queens.
We're sending you a message.
Email oliver@rte.ie.